Hey, greetings. This is Jim at don'tperish.com. John 4:24 radio. Bringing you an unbiblical teacher's moment. Hope you can hear me. I'm out on the corner of a busy street in Wyoming. Hey, First Baptist Church, Thermopolis, Wyoming. Did a testing on them. You know, this came about as we were doing some ministry and business work on our computers in a McDonald's restaurant. We had our cargo trailer with our gospel sign on it. His friend saw it, emailed him. Then he emailed me later, and we were already gone from there. And he said he wanted to talk to us, so we began emailing. And he was kind of upset that we had tested a First Baptist church in Cody. A man he knew had was the pastor there, and a modern pastor there, and had died. We didn't know the man died when we went there to talk to people. But I think it was good we went there because God's truth went out. And God's truth is bigger than any one man. They all lift the modern pastor role way up. God's word doesn't. Anyway, Harvey Seidel is the man that emailed me. And in the process of our emailing, I found out he is compromised. He does not teach women correctly and biblically. He defends worldliness. The man who died was a football coach, and he called him a godly man. Football is of the world. How can someone partake in that openly and for many years and be called godly? Would Jesus or Paul have been football coaches? I don't think so. He clings to the Baptist faith. He has an unbiblical, incomplete gospel. Many, many more things about Harvey Seidel. But what was most disturbing was he never told me he was a modern pastor of First Baptist Church Thermopolis. So we went there and we tested them. Christmas and Easter, pagan holidays. Worldliness and carnality as far as not teaching biblical dress. I already know what Harvey thinks about being part of the world, football, entertainment, sports, and that being okay and godly. And we found many hypocritical things. We put it on our testing. So if you go to the Unbiblical Teachers blog at don'tperish.com, you will find the testing of First Baptist Church Thermopolis, Harvey Seidel, modern pastor. One example, Harvey told me in email, he thinks a woman's long hair is her covering. His wife wears long hair. And that's not biblical because Paul teaches a cloth veil in 1 Corinthians 11. But anyway, when you look on their website, Harvey's ladies that are involved at the church body, not just visitors, most of them have short, short hair. So is he not teaching and enforcing what he believes God's word says, even in the body? That's not a Titus 1 biblical elder. He used God's word out of context. He told me because I teach people that they should obey God's word as fruit that they're born of God. He told me I was like the Jews in Galatians, telling people they had to be circumcised to be saved. Harvey's twisting the truth and coming real close to lying about a brother because I never once teach works for salvation. I teach holiness and obedience, Hebrews 5:9, obeying God as fruit that you're really born of His. The Baptists don't teach that. They have an easy believe gospel. They believe in Calvinism. Harvey believes in the pre-trib rapture. That's a lie, man-made lie. So go to the Unbiblical Teachers blog from don'tperish.com. You'll see a testing on Harvey Seidel, First Baptist Church Thermopolis. Not biblical. If you love God, you'll want to avoid Baptist man-made bodies like this. They're not teaching the fullness of God's word. They're deceiving people with half-truth, half-lies. I guess that would really be called sin. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching blog. Lots of articles on Christmas, Easter, modern pastors, head covering, worldliness, carnality, sports, all those things we talk about. The biblical gospel's there too. Go to our John 4:24 radio. You're listening to an audio of it right now. And go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog. All there to help you in the biblical gospel, the true New Testament body of Christ, not man-made Baptist religion. And of course, we expose false ways of man. Till next time, thanks for listening. Check back. We're adding audios and articles all the time. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.